KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, officers of the Red Oak Police Department today arrested 50-year-old Robert Joe Coddington of Red Oak on drug charges. Coddington was taken into custody near North 3rd and Knuckles Streets at around 3 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police report two separate arrests occurred Monday at around 10:20 p.m. 30-year-old Sarah Ann Billy of Clarinda was arrested on a Page County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, booked in, and then transported to Page County. Bond was set at $300. At around 6:35 p.m. Monday, 45-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was arrested by Red Oak police on a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. Mitroff's bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Saturday arrested in Coyne 36-year-old Amberlee Wilmot of New Market. The woman was arrested on Page County warrant for failure to appear. She was transported to the Page County Jail for processing on $300 bonds and held on warrants for Taylor and Mills counties in Iowa and Nottoway County in Missouri. Wilmot also has warrants out of Kansas and Nebraska. A traffic stop on a motorcycle last Friday in Page County resulted in a pursuit across state lines. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday a deputy tried to stop a 2006 Yamaha motorcycle traveling south on Highway 71 near Shambaugh. When the deputy turned around on the cycle increased speed, and the pursuit began to the Missouri state line at Braddyville on Highway 71. The deputy saw the motorcycle smoking and noticed that once into Missouri, the motorcycle slowed considerably and that the smoke was increasing. The deputy continued pursuit into Missouri, but the PageCom dispatch notified Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Office of the pursuit when it began. The motorcycle continued to smoke more, and the deputy noticed that a bag on the side of the cycle behind the driver was then on fire with flames coming out of it. At about the same time, the motorcycle pulled to the side of the road. The deputy then pulled over to see if he could be of assistance to the driver and only occupant of the motorcycle. Once the fire was put out, personnel from the Nottoway County Sheriff's Office and Missouri Highway Patrol arrived. A check of the driver showed a revoked driver's license. 26-year-old Jeffrey Dean Robinson, Jr. of El Dorado Springs, Missouri, was arrested by the Nottoway County Sheriff's Office for driving under suspension. The Page County Sheriff's Office issued citations to Robinson for no driver's license, speeding 116 miles per hour in a 55 zone, failure to display registration plate, failure to carry a registration card, and reckless driving. A warrant was then issued in Page County for the arrest of Robinson. When his proceedings are concluded in Missouri for eluding or attempting to elude pursuing law enforcement vehicles, Robinson will be extradited to Page County on the separate eluding charge. And the Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday released information about a pursuit and the arrest of two people that took place late last week. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office was notified of a pursuit within the city limits of Clarinda involving the Clarinda Police Department. Deputies of the Sheriff's Office assisted with the pursuit, which was for a traffic infraction. The pursuit continued north from Clarinda on Redwood Avenue and through the town of Hepburn. The chase then went east to Highway 71, where deputies took over the pursuit from Clarinda Police. Pursuit went north on Highway 71 into Villisca, where the vehicle was stopped at the Casey's parking lot. 40-year-old Justin Allen Williams of Clarinda was the driver of the vehicle. His passenger was 38-year-old Alicia Marie Mischke of Jefferson. Williams was charged with possession of a controlled substance, second offense, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, eluding law enforcement, and driving while barred. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on an $8,000 cash-only bond. Mischke was charged with possession of controlled substance meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and providing false information to law enforcement. She was being held in the Page County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Mischke also has serious misdemeanor, aggravated misdemeanor, and felony warrants out of Polk County and Guthrie County that she will answer for once she has concluded her Page County charges. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold a regular meeting during their meeting this morning on the disposal of county-owned real property in Cumberland. That would be Lot 3 of Baker's Addition. Following the hearing, the board will act on disposal of the lot and hold an auction to sell the land. In other business, the board will act on a resolution to enter into a 28E or cost-sharing agreement for Iowa Precinct Atlas Consortium. That is for the use of Precinct Atlas computer software, related software and hardware components. They'll also act on the assignment of a tax sale certificate to the City of Atlantic for that part of Lot 1, Block 120, north and east of Bull Creek. Again, the board meeting begins at 9 o'clock this morning in the supervisor's boardroom of the courthouse in Atlantic. In our funeral announcements, Eugene Peters, age 88, of Tennant, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Eugene Peters will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Frank Funk, age 78, of Portsmouth, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Frank Funk will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Knopp, age 82, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 26th. Memorial services for Carol Knopp will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Steele, age 82, of Anita, died Saturday at CCMH. Memorial services for Roger Steele will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Donald Don Berry, age 92, of Stillwater, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Local graveside services for Don Berry will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. The Dighton Marler Funeral Home in Stillwater, Oklahoma, has the arrangements. Gail Earl Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday. A memorial service for Gail Schnack will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be on October 19th at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died October 3rd. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner will be November 2nd at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. Services for Raymond Booman are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Richard Moore, age 73, of Avoca, died Monday. Services for Richard Moore are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.